Hi, this is Chris. Keep an eye on your clocks, because today we have a real-time adventure in Odyssey.
Oh, hi there. I'm John Avery Whittaker, but you can call me Whit. We were just getting ready for a time of wonder, excitement, and discovery. You care to join us? You never know what'll happen next when you have an adventure in Odyssey.
Whoa! Trap! I'm so glad we're all agreed.
Boom! Bravo!
Ugh, I can't stand to listen to him.
Well, I don't doubt that.
I hate to break this up, but we're still in here!
The duct tape.
You know, someone once threw a roll of this at me, and I duct tape.
Clever. This'll hold it firm.
Yes, but it'll still have plenty of body and bounce.
Crying Brian Dern cost us our jobs, destroyed our livelihood, choked the very sustenance of our beings. He's nothing more than a disgusting little pipsqueak shock jock, and now he'll get what he deserves.
Bravo! Bravo!
Thank you, thank you. Now, hand me the timer.
Timer? By the way, where did you learn to do all this?
I read about it in a magazine.
You're not serious.
I most certainly am. Munitions Monthly.
On sale everywhere.
There. 21 minutes from now. 8:26 by the studio clock. Boom! This will teach Dern to ruin our lives.
You don't have to teach him. He already knows how.
Come, Benjamin. Let us repair to the van.
Repair the van?
Let's go.
Exit stage left.
The Scheimholtz building is at the end of the block, Connie.
Yeah, I still don't know why you're doing this.
Well, that's where KODY radio is.
No, I mean this debate with Brian Dern, Christianity versus atheism.
You don't like the topics?
I think the topics are fine. It's Brian Dern I don't like.
Huh.
I wish you wouldn't do this.
Well, why?
He'll try to rip you apart.
Well, I'm not afraid of him.
He's just doing it as a publicity stunt.
Well, I don't doubt that. But he's made some outrageous comments about the church and God. Comments I just can't let go unchallenged.
Well, I don't trust him. Be careful, okay?
I'll make it my highest priority. Downtown looks pretty crowded today.
Yeah, I'm gonna have a tough time finding a place to park. I may have to drop you off in front. Hey, look! There's Dern!
Ha ha, so it is.
Wait a minute.
All these Christians want is money!
How can he be out here and on the radio at the same time?
Well, pull up and I'll find out.
Whittaker, nice to see you.
Mr. Dern,
how can you be out here and on the radio at the same time, huh? What are you trying to pull, Dern?
Connie.
It's all right, Whittaker. I guess she's never heard of audio tape before.
Audio tape?
Well, yeah, I know it seems like magic, but if you just listen to the beginning of the program, you'd know it's a tape of the best of the Cryin' Brian Dern show.
Oh, well, I guess that makes sense.
Well, I'm so happy. Well, I'd love to stand here and give you another lesson in basic radio 101, but I have a show to do with your boss. Shall we, Mr. Whittaker?
Park the car, Connie, will you?
I'll be in as soon as I find a space.
Try the one between your ears, honey. Come on, Whittaker, time's wasting.
Try the one between your ears, honey. Love to stand here and give you another lesson in basic radio 101, but I have a show to do with your boss.
And now, live from the lobby of the Scheimholtz building in downtown Odyssey, we join the Cryin' Brian Dern Show. In progress.
What?
This idiot elevator takes forever.
Well, it's an old building.
Dern's wired himself with a microphone.
Third floor.
Okay.
I knew
you
Dern couldn't be trusted. He's trying to trick Whit. I've got to warn him.
I think you'd show up.
Why not?
You
mainly because what you believe is so embarrassing.
Embarrassing? Oh, I don't know what you mean.
What, you've never heard the word before?
Well, yes, I've just never heard
it. Boy, that's rich. I love this guy, Dern.
Yeah, look, should you be doing this while the elevator's running?
Hey, I don't tell you how to be a security guard. You don't tell me how to be an electrician. It's just a pipe replacement.
But we're in the shaft, and the car is on its way up.
We're not in the shaft. We're in the access to the shaft. That's why they put it here. Now just relax and hold on to this pipe.
This is heavy.
Oh, what's the matter? Too much for you?
Hey, you ever get to meet Dern?
Yeah, he stops by my desk every day to insult me.
So that's rich. That is really rich.
Hey, this thing is slipping.
Slipping? Well, hold on to it.
I can't.
Whoa! Dern, are you all right?
Yeah, I think so. What in the world was that?
Well, something happened to the elevator. It stopped.
Stopped?
No, don't panic. I don't see a service phone.
Yeah, in this old building? Are you kidding?
Hello down there. Can you hear me?
Listen.
Hello down there. Can you hear me?
Yes. This is John Whittaker. Who's there?
It's Wilson, building security. Are you all right?
Yeah, this is Brian Dern. We're fine. We're just fine. Now get me out of here.
That's what we're trying to do, Mr. Dern.
What's happened?
A pipe fell down the elevator shaft and stopped you somehow. It looks like you're stuck between the second and third floors.
Stuck? Well, we can't be stuck. We have a show to do.
I already have somebody working on it, and I'm going to call some more people. So just sit tight, and we'll have you out in no time.
Hey! Hey, don't leave us!
Of all the nerve, whatever happened to sticking to your post?
He's going to get help.
So what are we supposed to do? Just sit here?
Well, there should be an escape hatch up top. Come on. I'll give you a boost and you can check it out.
No, I'll sit here and give you a boost.
No, you're lighter than I am. You can't lift me.
Trapped in an elevator with Brian Dern. A fate worse than death. I've got to find a parking space. Oh. Yoo-hoo! Excuse me?
There's no excuse for you.
How can we help you?
I really need a parking space. Are you leaving by any chance?
No, and we're not leaving minivan either.
Huh?
Sorry, but we're staying put. Try the next block.
The next block? All right. Thank you!
13 minutes and counting by my watch.
Takes a licking and keeps on ticking. You gonna call the police now?
No! We'll give it another 30 seconds or so. It's just a 3-story building. It'll only take them 2 minutes max to evacuate the whole place.
Well, when you go call, bring me back something to drink.
What do you want?
You know.
A corky clown smiley mug of hot chocolate.
Delicious and nutritious.
Yeah, I'll be right back.
I'll be waiting.
Will the door open at all?
Only about 4 inches. Now something's blocking it. Let me down.
Well, we can't fit through a 4-inch opening, that's for sure.
Sounds like you got yourself in a real jam, Whit. Out of sea police, Captain Quinn.
Don't talk, just listen. At exactly 8:26 by the studio clock, a bomb will go off in the Scheimholtz building.
The Scheimholtz building?
Right. So if I were you, I'd get the people out fast.
Wait a minute. I need more information.
Don't use your stall tactics on me. I know you'll try and trace this call. The only thing more I'll say is that the bomb is to protest the Brian Dern show. You'd better hurry, Captain. You only have 12 minutes left.
Wait a minute. Hello. Murphy!
Yeah, Chief?
We just got a bomb threat at the Scheimholtz building a couple of blocks over. Call the security guard at the building and tell him to evacuate the place. Then call the bomb squad and the fire department, and then call KODY radio and get me an exact time of their studio clock. You can call it in to me over the walkie-talkie.
Got it. Where are you going, Chief?
To the building. John Avery Whittaker is trapped in an elevator there.
There's no way out of here.
What happened to your faith? You're not panicking, are you?
No, I think you have that market pretty well cornered.
I was not panicked. I admit I was concerned at first, but hey, they'll come for us.
Well, let's hope so.
Oh, I know. God can do everything. Well, why don't you ask him to get us out of here?
As a matter of fact, I already have.
Well, he isn't doing a very good job. We're still here.
The Lord works in mysterious ways.
Yeah, it looks to me like he's not working at all.
Dern, I want to ask you something.
I'm all ears.
You make a lot of wisecracks and smart remarks and insults. Are you serious about your atheism, or is it all just for show?
Well, I can ask you the same question.
Well, I'm very serious about my beliefs.
Then so am I. But what I can't believe is that anyone can be serious about religion.
There are an awful lot of people out there who are.
You mean a lot of awful people. That's what scares me.
Scares you?
Yeah, that's right. See, people like you are dangerous, Whitaker. Oh. You're a threat to rational thinking. If you had your way, we'd all still be living in the Dark Ages.
Dern, I...
What's that?
Sounds like an alarm.
Alarm? What do you mean, alarm?
You've never heard the word before?
Yeah, but why is it sounding?
Well, the first reason that comes to mind is a fire.
Fire? Oh, boy. Guys, are you there?
Dern, why are you talking into your coat collar?
Guys, hey, don't forget we're in here, guys.
Who are you talking to?
The guys at the board.
What? You're wearing a remote mic? Is this going out over the radio live?
Yeah.
Connie was right. You can't be trusted.
Look, is that really important right now?
No, keep talking. It may be our only way of getting out of here.
Yeah, you might have a point at that.
At the board.
Hello?
Hello? See, if you can't get down here, help us.
Everybody remain calm. Proceed in an orderly fashion to the exit and as far away from the building as possible. Everybody remain calm.
Captain Quinn, out of sea, please.
I'm glad to see you, sir.
How's it going?
The building is almost empty, but there are two people trapped in the elevator.
Yes, I know. Has the power to the elevator been turned off?
Yes, sir, and I have maintenance people on the way.
All right, we may have to wait on that. The bomb is set to go off in 9 minutes. Where's the elevator access shaft?
There are two of them, on the roof and in the basement, but they're closer to the roof.
Good, good. There's the fire department. Direct them to the access shaft when they come in. I'm going up.
Yes, sir.
9 minutes left. I'd say the police got my message loud and clear, wouldn't you, Benjamin?
Indeed I would, Lewis. Indeed I would.
Too bad this van doesn't have a radio. I'd love to hear what Dern has to say right about now.
Better yet, I'd love to see his ugly face right about now.
Oh, now what's this?
It's that girl again. She's parked right in front of us.
Hey, you, miss.
What?
You can't park there.
Yeah, you're blocking us in.
Look, I'm sorry, but I've got to get inside. My boss is trapped in an elevator with Brian Dern.
Trapped?
That's not funny. I just heard them say there's a fire in the building.
Fire?
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 Fire? It's not a fire, you know that.
But what if it is, Lou?
Benny!
What if the timer shorted out or something?
Benny, will you be quiet?
Don't I know you guys from somewhere?
No. Look, you want the space, you got it. Just move your car.
Yeah, sure.
Oh, way to go, Benny. Why didn't you just give her our signed confession while you're at it?
I didn't have a pen.
Why aren't they coming? Why hasn't anyone come?
Now, just calm down. I'm sure somebody's listening to your show. They'll be here.
Quinn! Dern!
In here! We're in here!
He knows that.
It's Captain Quinn from the Odyssey Police.
Can you get down to us?
Yes, there's an access ladder.
Be careful.
What are you worried about him for? Get me out of here.
We're working on it, Mr. Dern. There.
What's the alarm for, Captain? Is there a fire?
No fire.
No, good.
But there may be a bomb.
A bomb?
Yes, and it's set to go off in exactly 7 minutes. It'll go off at exactly 8:26 by the studio clock.
Wait a minute. My watch is set by the studio clock. That means we have less than 5 minutes. Are you sure this isn't a hoax?
You want to take that chance?
Murphy to Captain Quinn. Come in, over.
Quinn here. Find anything yet, Murphy? Over.
No, sir. But we got people combing the building looking for anything suspicious. Over.
Good. Keep me posted. Out. One thing you should know, Mr. Dern, is that the fellow who planted that bomb did it to protest your program.
Oh. Well, it's nice to know I'm popular.
Captain, is everybody in the building safe?
Yes, they've all been evacuated by now.
Who cares about them? Get me out of here!
I'd like nothing better, but there's a large metal pipe that's blocking the trap door here.
Well, that must be the pipe the security guard told us about.
Will you forget the analysis and get me out of here? There's only 4 minutes left.
Why don't you guys try pushing on the door from your side while I pull on the pipe from mine?
Yeah, we've already tried that.
Oh, you have a better suggestion? Now, come on. I'll give you a boost. Alley-oop.
Ready? On three. One, two, three. All right, again.
It's no good.
Captain Quinn. Yes, down here. It's the fireman.
Gray, get me out of here!
They're trying. Now, be still.
Captain Quinn, I'm Fire Chief Grady.
What's the situation on your end?
The building is empty and secure, power to the elevator's off, and we've cut the gas and fuel lines. We still need main electrical to look for the bomb.
Good.
I hate to break this up, gentlemen, but we're still in here!
Quiet, Dern. Grady, Captain Quinn said there's a pipe blocking the door.
Yeah, here.
Looks like it's also wedged in the pulley rigging for the cable line.
I'm so glad we're all agreed.
We tried moving it, but it won't budge.
Johnson, send down the sledgehammer.
Yes, sir.
The elevator rope is too thick to hammer through, but we'll see if we can knock this pipe loose and back the elevator down to the second floor.
Wait a minute. If you move the pipe, the elevator won't free fall, will it?
No, the cables are still in good shape.
Here's the hammer, Chief.
Good. Call back the station to have them send over the metal power saw. We're going to need it.
Right.
And make it fast. There's only 2.5 minutes left.
Quinn, maybe you and Grady and everybody else up there should just get out of here, huh?
Whitaker, are you nuts?
Forget it.
But if we're stuck in here, we're stuck in here. There's no sense in you guys getting hurt for no reason, too.
Until we have confirmation that there's no bomb, we're not leaving. Now, back away from the door.
All clear.
All right, let's try it.
Try to move it down here. All right. Oh, that's no use. It's stuck in there.
Johnson, where's that power saw?
It's on the way, Chief, but there's a big traffic jam blocking their way. It'll be at least another 5 minutes.
We don't have 5 minutes.
Let's try the sledgehammer again.
All right.
Quinn, over.
Hold it. This is Quinn. Over.
We found it. It's in the bottom of the elevator shaft. Over.
What?
We've got exactly 90 seconds. Can the bomb squad take it out? Over.
No, not in time. It's wired around the elevator base. Over.
Can it be disarmed? Over.
They say maybe, but it's a pretty strange firing job. If they cut the wrong one, the thing could go off right in their faces. They say they're willing to try, though. It's your call, Captain. Over.
Quinn, you've got no choice. You'll all have to get out of here.
Murphy, this is Quinn. Back off. I want everybody out of the building now. Out.
No!
Johnson, Toomey, toss down your coats.
Yes, sir.
There
you go.
Here, give these to them.
Good. Now take off.
All right, guys, move out.
Wait, Dern, here. Take these coats.
Got them.
Okay, put them on, then huddle together. That'll at least provide you with some protection. And here's my walkie-talkie. There you go. I'll be in touch.
Right. Now go.
Wait, I...
No, go, Captain.
All right, well, good luck.
No. No, you have to stay. You have to stay.
Brian, hold still.
Please, stay. Get me out of here. In the name of God, get me out of here. Please.
Come on, Brian, come on. Put on this coat. Come on, that's it. There.
Please,
there.
God, I don't want to die.
Come over here. Come on, now huddle down. Lord God, we need your protection. Hear us as we call your name.
10 seconds. 10 lousy seconds.
Your will be done, Lord.
Please, God. 5, 4, 3... 2!
Help us, Jesus.
1! Nothing happened! It didn't go off! No! No, God! Please! No! Help
Brian!
Me.
Brian! Dern!
What?
We're still here.
We're still alive?
Yes!
Yeah! Oh, thank you, God! Thank you! Thank you! Thank you! Oh, what is that smell?
Well, if it's what I think it is, we never had anything to worry about.
What?
Quinn, Dern, you all right? Over.
Just fine, Captain. Over.
Thank God. The firemen are coming back in the building right now, and we'll have you out of this mess as soon as we can. Over.
a minute. Give me that. What's that smell, Quinn?
That, Mr. Dern, is the result of your explosion. Over.
What?
It was a stink bomb.
A stink bomb?
Yes, a stink bomb. Odyssey police are holding two suspects in the bombing of radio station KODY downtown today, thanks to a voice description from a local high school student. Lou Dodsworth and Benny Marks are two disc jockeys formerly employed by KODY, whose show, Lou and Benny's Morning Zoo, was replaced by Dern's earlier this year. Local student Connie Kendall said she recognized their voices as they were sitting in a van a block away from the station.
Oh, yeah, I used to listen to them all the time. They were acting really strange. And Benny, the funny one, said something about the timer shorting out. Well, I thought it was kind of weird. And when I heard about the bomb, I told the police about it. That's all.
Odyssey police arrested the suspects as they sat at a Happy Dunker donut shop. Meanwhile, the much ballyhooed debate on KODY between shock jock Brian Dern and local businessman John Whitaker on Christianity versus atheism was rendered academic today after atheist Dern called on God to save him while trapped in an elevator during the bomb threat. Dern, who repeatedly begged and thanked God for his life, had this to say.
It was just a figure of speech, all of it. It didn't mean anything. Now, leave me alone. I got a show to do.
But the hundreds of listeners who tuned into the live broadcast disagreed. Perhaps Brian Dern will explain on further upcoming broadcasts. And that's the news. Good night.
That was some adventure, and it all happened in the amount of time it took to tell. You know, the Bible has a lot to say about time, and why we should make the most of every moment. In Luke chapter 12, verses 16 through 21, Jesus tells a parable about a rich farmer who had a great harvest one year. As he looked around at all of his many possessions, he thought, "I have so much, I don't know what I'm going to do with it all." Then he got an idea. He'd pull down all of his old barns and build newer, bigger ones, and put his rich harvest in them. Then he'd say to himself, "You have goods laid up for yourself for many years. Take it easy. Eat, drink, and be merry." But God said to him, "You foolish man, this very night you will be asked for your soul. Then who will own all that you have prepared?" Does this mean we shouldn't have nice things? Oh, not at all. Jesus is simply saying that we shouldn't count on them for our happiness, because we can never know what the future holds, not even what will happen 1 minute from now. That's why it's so important for all of us to be right with God, to think about Him as much as we can, and to always try to live the way He wants us to live. Adventures in Odyssey is a presentation of Focus on the Family. Real Time was written and directed by Phil Lawler. Our production engineer was Dave Arnold, and our executive producer, Chuck Bolte. And I'm Chris, hoping you'll join us again next time for more Adventures in Odyssey.